Blog Talk.
So, okay, so, yeah, I had to do that to stop it, but good morning, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. God bless each and every one of you. We have an awesome, awesome show for you today. I have a very dynamic and phenomenal guest on the show today, and so I didn't want any of it to be taken up with our traditional opening, but I just want to officially welcome to our show today the Apostle David E. Taylor. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you. I'm so happy to be with you, woman of God.
We are so honored, and for those of you who are tuned in on the phone lines and for those who will go back and listen to the archives, because I know that hundreds, if not thousands, will go back and listen to this archive today, because we're going to continue to promote that. But we're going to get into the interview in just a moment. I'm going to read a little bit of your bio, but I was overwhelmed by all that God is doing in your life, and so I did post your full bio on my Facebook page so people can read your bio in its entirety. Also, just want to give a special shout out to Apostle Tanya Blout. I thank God for her for connecting us. I know that nothing just happens. It's a miracle that you're here today, Apostle, that it's happening right now. I have a very special and very close family member who is very dear to my heart, who is in a need of a supernatural healing miracle right this second. And so I am lifting him up. Yes, the right now the devil destroy his life right this second. He was rushed to emergency room and twice in the past 2 weeks, and the devil was trying to kill him. And so I'm lifting him up to you. I'm lifting up, there are some others that have medical problems, knee problems. I am lifting them up to you. There are people on the line who have other breathing health problems. My God, my God, my God, this is such a time to hear from a man of God who believes in resurrection power right here, right now on the earth. And so I am just blown away that it's happening right here. But my guest today, Apostle David E. Taylor, first and foremost, he wants people to know that he is a friend of Jesus Christ, which allows him to serve in all the fivefold ministry offices as an apostle. Besides his unique ability to help people experience the Lord's intense presence through worship and to receive extraordinary miracles in their body and lives during services, the part of the ministry that the Lord has entrusted him with that he prizes the most highest is the special face-to-face appearance relationship and friendship with Jesus personally. My God. I'm reading a part of his bio. The glory manifested out of this friendship is what flows over into the people's lives and brings them to meet with the Lord face to face in person, just like it says about Moses' life and ministry, quoting from the Word of God. And he brought the people to meet with God. Humility and the meekness of Jesus characterizes David's lifestyle in person, while walking in an uncommon boldness and authority when serving the Lord. So, God, I tell you, we could take up a whole hour just going through all that God is doing in your life, but right now there are people on the line, there are people who are listening who need a miracle. So I'm want to just let you speak and teach us for the next 25 minutes or so, but I do have a couple of questions. First of all, what I caught out of your bio and what I caught from just even, you know, going on your website, and I posted the website on my Facebook page for those of you who didn't get it, the Joshua Media Ministries.org. You can get that. That's the website. He is going to be in New York again tonight and possibly another night. I'm going to let him tell you about that. But first, I want to know and hear from the man who has this bold, uncommon belief in what we all should be believing as believers about. And I have so many questions. I'm going to put them like this because I'm going to just let you roll. But first, I want to hear about your face-to-face experiences because I need an overflow right now. And I believe those who tuning in right now need that power flowing over them as well. Your face-to-face ministry, your face-to-face mission and ministry and how God deals with you in that. And then I want to talk about this healing, this miraculous healing power, people getting up out of wheelchairs, people laying down their canes and their crutches and believing. We know God said we can do it, but why are so many of us in the church not receiving this type of healing? Cancer, kidney failure, HIV, and so many other things. And so, yes, God bless you, Apostle. Again, David E. Taylor, I'm so, so blessed that you're here. And I just want you to share with us what you can to help us.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm happy to be here, and I'm honored. And the first whole component, like you read in the bio, that's my biggest heart in doing ministry is the relationship, the face-to-face relationship the Lord introduced me to when I was 17 years old. And then it kept developing over the past 20 years. Now, throughout that time, he's taught me how to bring other people into that same relationship, that we can go beyond just experiencing Jesus' presence and hearing his voice to seeing him. You know, and most people know that if you even natural relationship, and you can talk to someone over the phone for a year and you can feel their presence or, you know, have interaction with them over the phone. But it's not until you meet them face-to-face and sit down with them face-to-face that you learn volumes about them. And that's what I believe the church have missed. They have lost volumes about the Lord. We've misinterpreted a lot of things he said, and we don't know what he means. It's one thing to know what someone said. It's another thing to know what he meant. And so, the face-to-face relationship is major. It is time. It was something that God started in the beginning with Adam, and it was lost through sin. And God sent Jesus face-to-face back on earth to, 4,000 years later, after the fall of Adam, and restored that. And so, you know, we get into scriptures like, see, religion always try to keep you away from God. Religion teaches you that God is far away. They grab a hold to the scriptures that sound like God keeps you away from him. But the Lord says, I am near. Like, for instance, if they go by the, they go by the scriptures that say, you know, no man has seen God at any time.
Wow.
You know, and they always talk about, God said, no man can see me. Or they quote scriptures like what Jesus said, blessed is he that believes and have not seen him.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time to start seeing the Lord, they would go to scriptures like, man always grab a hold to the neck, the flesh. But when you read something the Lord said and don't know what he meant, you get everything in a tailspin, and it's all wrong. Religion has blocked our minds from having this relationship with the Lord when he promised that he wanted to give this to us. And so I go to these scriptures to show people if God really meant for it to stay that way, when he told Moses, when Moses wanted to see his face, he said, no man can see me and live.
Mm.
If he wanted it to stay that way, then why would he send Jesus and we could see Jesus? And not only that, but Jesus redeemed and reconciled us to God. But the whole point is, really meant that. Why would, throughout the scriptures, the Bible says, seek ye my face and live.
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye my face and live. God would have never told us to seek something we couldn't find. Jesus comes and reiterates it in the New Testament. It says, seek and you shall find. Why would God tell us to seek his face all the way throughout the whole scriptures, even when he says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face? We've always taken that in a parabolical or symbolic form that God was speaking, but he was speaking also literal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to go back to the beginning. When Adam was first created, the Bible says after God formed them, he was the only one God formed, all the animals and everything else, God spoke those things into existence. But the Bible says God formed man out of the dust of the ground. God put his hands on man. He was on earth doing this. And then the Bible says when God was on earth after he had formed man, it says, and with his nostrils, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. God breathed into man. All right, number one, and man became a living soul.
Yes.
So we know that the nose of God is in his face. And so when we had contact with God in the beginning, we didn't die, we came alive.
Mm.
And if I was on the beach giving CPR and breathing in your mouth to wake you up, who's the first person's face you'll see when you wake up? It was me. You've got to understand that Adam enjoyed a face-to-face relationship with the Lord every morning. The Bible says God would walk in Job. It says the Lord visits man every morning. And then it talks about how after Adam sinned, God could not reveal himself by face anymore. You hear these tragic words that says, and the voice of the Lord after Adam and Eve sinned came walking in the cool of the day. You know a voice don't walk, a person walks. But what they were saying is that God can only reveal himself by a voice now because sin would have caused him to die. And so the wages of sin is death. It says in Isaiah, it is not, the Lord says, his hands are not shortened that he cannot save, but it is your sins that has caused him to hide his face from you. So you got to understand, in the beginning, when God gave Adam not CPR but breathing his nostrils, when Adam woke up, the first person's face he saw was God. He had no sin in his body. So when he came in contact with God, he came alive. And so that's why the Bible says, seek ye my face and live. We're really not supposed to die when we see God's face. We're supposed to live, but sin was what caused the breach. Okay, then God sends the remedy for sin. 4,000 years later, he sends Jesus. Jesus, the Bible says, the angel says, you shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. It was the sin problem that would have caused us to be destroyed. So Jesus comes in the New Testament. It says, and God was manifested in the flesh, seen of men, seen of angels. So the Bible is saying he has been seen. We see the glory of the Father through Jesus on a certain level when we see the Son. But there's also a level where now because Jesus paid the price, the blood covers, and we can be reconciled to God and have that relationship Adam enjoyed. But I always tell people, and then I'm going to let you ask the next question, but you got to read throughout the Bible, all throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, the Lord has been appearing to men. And so that's what happened to me when I was 17 years old. I used to smoke dope, drink, party, have sex before marriage, you know, just be in shootouts, all of that. And at the age of 17, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me in a dream and talked to me. And it changed my life forever. And so that's what happened to me. And I've enjoyed this face-to-face relationship with the Lord for the last 20 years. And now hundreds of thousands, even millions of people now are beginning to experience the same thing.
My God. Well, I just want to welcome those of you who are on the phone lines, those of you who are in the chat room. God bless you. And again, he's been over in New York ministering for several days, and I'm going to let him share at the end where he's going to be tonight, and I don't know what other nights, but getting back to your powerful, powerful, powerful ministry and what God is doing through your face-to-face ministry and that powerful face, that teaching alone. I'm sure right there, just 100 folks who are listening online, God bless right there. We want that face-to-face. I know for me personally, I want everything that God has for me. And I want the kind of ministry that you espouse, a ministry that is bold enough to want what God said we can have, miracles working in our body, healing, healing miracle. And so I'm so thankful to God that he brought you by this way. And I don't know how he did it, and I don't have to know how God did it. I'm just glad he did it.
Yes.
So I thank God. But I want to just share also about you so that people will understand that, you know, this is for real, people. See, I love sometimes God. I think he had to raise up an ex-prostitute like myself who was nothing to bring great people like you through our paths to show people that this is real. No
yes.
doubt if I was Paula White and you were sitting on her platform, people would think, oh, well, you know, they probably hang out together anyway. But people know that I'm not at that level to have someone like you just to happen by. This is, has to be the miracle working power of God and nothing else. And he was
yeah.
born and raised. He was born August the 3rd, 1972. In just 2 years. No, just 1 year before I dropped out of high school, flunked out, in a small town of Memphis, Tennessee, okay? Memphis, Tennessee, where I happened to be in 1980, when I was stationed in the military. I remember going to the Navy thinking, why am I here? And certainly, why am I in Tennessee? What is a Tennessee?
You know? Wow.
What is a Memphis? I'm stationed in Millington. Who knew that today, some 30 years later, or close to, or probably yeah, 30 years later, that you would be here? And so I'm just in awe of God. But you were born one of nine children. And the firstborn was a boy, and that your brothers and all of that's in your bio. And I believe it says, while at this church that you had received and confessed Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were baptized in water as a little boy around 12 years old.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, but I want to hear more about, I have some other questions. I want to know about your dream schools that you have, that you teach at, and that I hear that you are an expert in dreams. And so please, you know, everybody knows the story of Joseph and his dreams, and we, you know, everybody wants to have a dream and to have God reveal something in their dream. So can you talk to us about that ministry for just a second?
Yes. Well, that's how Jesus came to me in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so it changed my life.
Yeah.
And most people don't really realize that God speaks in dreams. Some do, but they don't place enough value and honor on them.
All
and
right.
they miss important impartations.
Mm.
Like, for instance, we all know Solomon
mm.
and how he asked God for wisdom. And
yeah.
God not only gave him wisdom because he asked for it, but he gave him wealth.
Mm.
Well, you got to go back and read the passage. The Bible says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night in a dream and said, ask me what you will. We all know the story about Solomon and how he became wealthy from God imparting it to him, but they never read close enough to know that that happened through a dream.
Mm.
That's why you're never to take your dreams lightly. It
Ooh.
Says in the Lord, we know the story how he asked for wisdom and God imparted to him wealth. It says at the end of it, it says, and behold, he awoke and it was a dream. But that's some people wake up from the end of a dream like that and say, well, it was just a dream, that's all. But we know that he became the wisest man in the world, the most wealthiest man in the world at that time, because God appeared to him in a dream and talked with him. And that's what I'm trying to say, that don't take your dreams lightly. Even if Jesus is in your dream, that's major. You don't ever take that. If you see him in a white robe in your dream, don't ever take that lightly. It's serious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's imparting something to you, and it'll change your life forever, just like it changed me, just like it changed Paul on the road to Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a lot of our dreams, God is showing us parabolical meanings and sayings and things that will change our life if we get an interpreter. And I was talking about Abraham Lincoln. If he had an interpreter in his life, he would have known that assassin would have tried to kill him the next 3 days after he had a dream. He had a dream 3 days before his assassination, but he ignored his dream. 3 days later, he's assassinated.
Mm.
The same thing with Vernon Forrester, who was a heavyweight boxing champion of the world, who died in 2009. He goes to sleep and have a dream that he's being robbed in his house. He's waiting for his gun, but before he can get his gun, he wakes up. He tweets on Twitter in 2009. This is in, I think it's January the 9th. He tweets on Twitter in front of the whole world and tells about his dream and said, this will not happen to me. 7 days later, he's at a gas station, and he's gunned down. Robbers come and shoot him, and he's killed. A well-known boxing champion, world heavyweight winner, champion, with the belt on his shoulder. Okay, and so what I'm saying is that if he would have had an interpreter to help him understand the timing of his dream and what God was trying to say, it could have saved his life. That's what God used Joseph to do, to give instruction before the famine came so that much people wouldn't die, but he saved much people. So this is, these are some of the things that I've been teaching about how important people's dreams are, how God gives you inventions and dreams, how he gives you, we got the scientific breakthrough for polio through a dream, through Jonas Salk. The Lord showed him a dream. Also, he gave the breakthrough for blue babies to Vivian Thomas, and a movie was made by that called Something the Lord Has Made, which most people, a lot of people saw that movie. But God gave him a dream how to solve a surgical problem.
My Lord. My God. Oh, whew. Listen, I had to take a breath for a second here. Oh, okay. Wow. My God. Powerful teaching.
Yes. And so this is another thing you about the miracles. Yes. Ever since the Lord appeared to me, so many miracles started happening through my life and ministry.
My Lord. Yes.
And I'm humbled and honored that the Lord is doing this. But one of the things I teach about the face-to-face relationship, and one of the reasons why preachers and pastors and the fivefold ministry, a lot of them are powerless. When I say powerless, I'm talking about compared to the people in the Bible. I'm not talking about to this little 21st century power they're walking in today.
Yeah. Not compared to each other. People today want to compare their power with each other.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm
like
talking about the ancient
Bible.
Power that God left on record for us to really walk in. The exceeding greatness of his power to us with who believe. But one of the reasons is because they've only heard of Jesus by a rumor, and they've never met him in reality, in person. And most of all the prophets who had an appearance or met the Lord face to face or had direct contact, they came out of that experience with power. Moses, after he talked to God out of the burning bush, he had a staff that could split seas. Before that, he didn't have power. You understand? Paul, on the road to Damascus, Jesus appears to him, and he comes out of that visitation. He's known as the most powerful apostles, even among the 12. And all I'm saying is that all of those who ever had a direct encounter with the Lord change the world in some way. And this is what's wrong with our church today. Enough of our preachers are not experiencing the relationship, the divine contact with God. I'm not just talking about feeling his presence and hearing his voice and having an anointing. I'm talking about experiencing him on this level. So we will begin to see the world change to that level of power. As a matter of fact, while we've been talking, God is healing someone of heart disease. You just felt a heat go through you. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Somebody else with the blood disease listening to this broadcast, you just felt heat go through you.
Thank you.
The Lord is healing you.
Thank you, God.
Someone named Carol. The Lord is healing her. Carol, I thank you, wonderful Jesus. I give you
thank
praise.
Thank you.
Breast cancer. Someone with breast cancer in your right breast. There's a lady in her right breast being healed of breast cancer. I rebuke that devil of breast cancer in Jesus' name. It's amazing. Somebody else with AIDS is being healed. I rebuke that demon of AIDS and HIV. I give you praise. Sickle cell anemia is being healed. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. Someone with something wrong, a broken kneecap is being healed. You just felt heat go through your body. I give you praise. I rebuke death. I give you praise. There are people who have deadly diseases. The spirit of death is being rebuked. You will not die. You will live in Jesus' name. Thank you, wonderful Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's a brunette listening to me. The Lord is healing you right now.
Thank you, God.
I give you praise, wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise.
Thank you.
Wow, such miracles are happening right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Such miracles are happening right now.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Oh, I thank God right now in the name of Jesus.
There was such a healing wave flowing just a moment.
Oh, God, thank you for your healing right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you for this man of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now for the healing, the miraculous,
yes,
what I've been waiting for so long, God. I thank you.
Yes,
I thank you that you're doing it right now, God. I've been waiting for this day, Lord God. Been waiting, God, for someone that believes in your miraculous healing power, your miraculous resurrecting power that believes it for real, Father God. Oh, I thank you that I got to live to see it, Lord, on this side of heaven. I thank God that I can experience it for myself. It's not something somebody told me about, but I thank God that I'm right here in the midst of it.
Yes.
God, oh God, as I go today and minister to about 25 people who have been addicted to drugs, I pray that this supernatural miracle power will be with me as I go there, that each and every one of them will be miraculously set free from drug addiction for the rest of their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord.
I pray that you are here today because of the one that the enemy was trying to take out.
Yes.
Through death, through disease, that you brought this man of God by way right today, that it's not happenstance or accident, or it's not, oh my God, that it's nothing short of a miracle, the same kind of miracle that you want to work in the lives of your people. I thank God for the miracle that you're working in my life right now, Father God, in my body right now, Lord God. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I want everybody that's listening to this broadcast,
Jesus,
I want you to put your hand on that part of your body that's sick,
yes,
right now, wherever it is,
Jesus.
If it's your neck, if it's your knee, put your hands on that place.
Yes, Father.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke all manner of sickness,
oh,
and disease.
Yes.
I walk in the authority that you've,
oh,
given,
God,
us right now as a king and a priest.
Yes.
I come against every demonic spirit of infirmity. I come against every demonic deadly disease. I command you to let the bodies of the people in their home go now in,
right,
Jesus' name. Lord, I give you praise for your miracle power. Someone else is being healed in your leg. You just felt heat like electricity go through your leg. Do something you could not do. The Lord is healing you.
Ooh,
a neck condition is being healed. Someone with a tumor on your neck, the Lord just healed you. That thing is gone. It's just disappeared. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. People, there are so many miracles happening out there. Lift your hands and receive it. Thank you, wonderful Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. He is wonderful. Well, we want to, you know, I don't want to run out of time before we allow you to. Oh, my God, that is just, I'm just blown away. Oh, just to remind people, my God, that you're here on the Northeast. Oh, God, and I know, and we just thank God for you, and I know that just to be in presence, one who's been in the face of Jesus for real, and that you're going to be in New York to let people know exactly where the ministry is going to be tonight. And I just want to go to, I believe it's, I just want to make sure, I don't want to get it wrong, but for those of you who are able to get tonight to this miracle crusade as heaven invades earth, before I was even contacted by a lot, I was just saying, you know, God, I want to experience heaven right here on earth. I want to experience your miraculous power now. And so I just believe that that's what allowed you to come, and I thank God. But for those of you who are sick, you have any type of financial bondage, drug addiction, look, it's right there on your flyer. I didn't even see that, but I'm working with people who are having these drug addictions, and I just believe that it's released now. It's over. It's done. But you're going to be at the Bethesda Healing Center. Is that correct?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, yes, it's located, the Bethesda Healing Center is located at 167 East 98th Street.
Yes, we've seen so many people healed off crutches and canes.
Woo!
There are people healed this week already.
Yes, I know they are. I'm healed. I know they are healed. And I know there is so much more we could say, but I wanted to get that out. The services start at 7:30 p.m., but if I was you, I'd make sure to get there as early as possible. So there will be services, I know, tonight. I'm not sure if there are going to be any other nights this week. Apostle David, are there any other nights this week?
Yes, it's going to Wednesday, and we don't know. It may possibly go over, but Wednesday is the last night. Tonight and Wednesday. So
tonight is Wednesday.
Yes, but we're possibly thinking that God wants us to go a little bit longer for another few more days till Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
and
God.
Maybe Saturday. So.
Lord Jesus. Lord God. Woo! Well, we want to get everybody there we can. So I will be posting this throughout the rest of the day and tomorrow to get over to the Bethesda Healing Center, 167 East 98th Street. It's in Brooklyn, New York, right between Dumont and Blake Avenues. If you're taking the subway, that's probably the best way to take it. Go subway train number 3, bus number 15. If you need any other information, you can call Apostle Tanya Blout. She's at 347-618-1330. It's on the flyer. It's on my Facebook page. I've posted it on other sites. Oh, my God. God bless you. I know you have a ton of books that individuals can go to your website and get copies of your books. I'm going right now to the resources to your bookstore. I will also be posting that link on my page as well. You have a book, Fellowship. You have a book on Fellowship of the Mystery.
That's a CD, actually, but I have a book on face-to-face appearances from Jesus. Yes.
Okay, so you have many DVD blessings there. You have also God's Vision. Boy, the coming move of God. Wow. Oh, my God, I just got it. Oh, God, this is his next move. Oh, bless you, Apostle David, for stopping by here. I just got that. We were praying to God, what's your next move? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is the next move. The next move is the Lord appearing to America face to face.
This is it. I receive it. I just got that. We have been praying for the next move. Wow. Face to face. Because he said he's coming back soon. And why not give us a glimpse of what he's coming back to do on a full-time basis? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Woo! I just got that, Apostle. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Woo, I tell you, it's on now. Wow, I just got that. Why not give us a glimpse of what he's coming back to do on a day-to-day basis? Because we're going to walk to him. We can't be afraid to see Jesus' face.
Exactly. No. And that's what I've been sharing with people about. You know, the Bible is explicit about that before the rapture happens, that the Lord is going to be doing these things. But some people, they try to fight what God had me walking in by using a scripture Jesus wrote or quoted, what he said. If someone say, lo, Christ is here, or lo, he's there, don't go out to meet them. And they're saying this because the Lord has been now coming down openly on earth like he did with Moses. In 2006, the Lord appeared to me again. He said, he really told me that him and the Father was about to come down on earth and work with me openly in front of millions of Americans, and it would be seen. The Bible says when God came on earth, he came down in a cloud, and he worked with Moses, and people saw this. All right, and this has started to happen in every region I go into now, where the Lord comes down face to face before the whole region. Okay, and so they're thinking I'm saying, low crisis here or there, but it's out of context because that's not what he meant. He says, as the lightning shines from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. They never finished reading that scripture. And so he was talking about the rapture, people claiming that he had come back in his second return. That's not what I'm preaching. I'm preaching the relationship. I'm preaching the end time move of God, of the Lord coming down on earth to reap the harvest of souls before Jesus comes back. Because we need some help. The church, the world don't want to listen to us. They don't want to get saved because of the way we presented the Lord. But now he's coming through it himself, reap the harvest. Hallelujah.
Wow. 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 That's amazing, because I was just getting that as you were just being here and listening to you, going to your website. That's the power right there. He's giving us this next move. And so we just have a few more minutes. God bless you. I am just so glad God decided to visit me and all of the listeners and all of those who will tune in. But
I want to say this to everyone listening and to you, that when y'all read that book on face-to-face appearances, the Lord is going to appear to you too. You can have this relationship. It is just as important as Jesus talked about two post-experiences that the Christian should have after his resurrection. One, it was called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everybody understand that. When he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. We don't realize is that the Holy Spirit is not just the only great comforter. He's the second one. The first one was Jesus.
Thank you.
That's what Jesus said after he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Then he says, if you love me, I will manifest myself. The word manifest means appear to. And so what I'm trying to say is that the Lord is now trying to really introduce the body of Christ to an ancient promise that he gave us, that he would not only baptize us with the second comforter, but he himself as the first comforter would still appear to us and come to us. That's in John 14. Hallelujah.
Woo, we getting that book. Listen, this is, wow, I'm just blown away, and I wish we had more time, but I know you have to get prepared for activities that you have today, or your ministry. Oh, wow. Oh, God bless you, Apostle David Taylor. We so thank you for coming by here and ministering to our souls. Thank you for blessing us with your miraculous, miracle-working prayer that God is working through you. Thank you for allowing him to use you. Thank you for yielding your life. Thank you for accepting your call to this ministry, because I know it hasn't been easy.
No.
This ain't been an easy walk, because there's a lot of resistance to what God wants to do in the lives of his people. And so I just thank God that he will continue to empower you to do his work, because we need healing today. I'm just excited. But there are a couple of people who have their hands up for a little while. I haven't tried to ignore you, but I really wanted, because I know some people who are in need right now of miraculous healing, and I just wanted it to go forth. So I'm glad you stayed on for a little bit longer. We're going to take one caller and get your comment or question, and then one more, and then we're going to let the Apostle Taylor go, because he has had a very, very late night. I don't know when you do get to sleep with all of the people that need healing. I don't get it, but I know God will endue you with power and rest so that you can stay. You know what I'm saying? I know that I'm not praying nothing that ain't already done, but I'm just throwing my little 2-cent prayer in. Not as 2 cents. No, it's not that, but you know, as a show host, I got to try to be a little bit funny too, but this is so serious here. But I want to go to this one, 201. Caller, tell us your name and your comment or question. Yes, area code 201. Did you have a comment or question?
Yes, this is Dee Coleman.
Yes,
Paul, how God bless you.
You have about 30 seconds.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you to pray for healing and my finances for me. And if you can, give that number again, where if we can call if we don't come tonight to see if you're going to be extended.
Okay, I will get that to you, Z. I got it. I got you. Yes, and he did pray. But, yes, if he has a few minutes left, but he did pray for your healing specifically. I heard him call that out. I bless you, and for finances. But as the Lord leads him, only because of the time constraint.
Okay.
we're in a building. We could do a lot more, but the phone line will cut us off shortly. But we so appreciate you, and God bless you. Amen. Okay, caller 989, tell us your comment, question, and if you want to give your name, you're welcome to do that.
Hi. Sister Dolores, God bless you. Prayer for my finances.
Amen. Amen.
Enjoy what I heard.
Amen. And you're calling from where? What area?
Michigan.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, God. Sister, did you say Dolores?
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Okay, man of God, God bless you. I know you have to go. We have just a few minutes left. I do want to give out the information that the young lady had did ask for and be obedient to that. And then as we go out, if you heard the request, a couple of people wanting to pray for their finances and also for Sister Z, she is in need of a miraculous healing. And so, yes, I know you did pray for healing, but maybe she wasn't yet on the line at that time. But if you can make it tonight and possibly tomorrow, go to 167 East 98th Street. That's the Bethesda Healing Center. The flyers are on my Facebook page. You can contact me as well. I'm Lalisa J. Williams. You can also call Apostle Tanya Blau if you had any questions for more information at 347-618-1330. And you can also go to Apostle's website. He has a website where you can get the books, and the website is the the website is the Joshua, I believe it's the Joshua Media Ministries .org.
Yes.
.org, or you could go to the miraclesinamerica.org, and you can get those tools that we are going to need, because we will be studying. As a matter of fact, I just thank God right now. I was looking for something to study in our new office in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I was looking for a Bible study. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive right now that we're going to be studying from face to face, if that's all right with you, Apostle David.
Yes, that's great.
Thank you, God. Okay, well, anyway, I'm way over the top, so we're just going to pray and let you go. Father God, thank you, Lord, for what you've just done right here, right now. Thank you, Father. I can't thank you enough. I just can't. So that's what we're going to start here. And right here in Elizabeth, New Jersey, we're going to start a Bible teaching, and our first book we're going to be teaching from is the Face-to-Face, a book by the Apostle David E. Taylor, and I'm just so overwhelmed and overblessed and overjoyed, and I can't thank you enough, but it's called Face-to-Face Appearances from Jesus. We're going to get all of our, I'm going to round up the troops, and by next week we will have our first session, so I'm excited. I'm just blown away. So, yes, you can now, if you don't mind praying just one more time.
Yes, well, I pray for everyone who called in. And
thank you, Lord.
For you all who are believing God in your finances, I encourage you to go to my YouTube and listen to some of the testimonies of those who become multimillionaires for sowing into the purpose and the call of God. You know, you can't sow into a ministry like this and God not bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that one of the remedies to the giving under the miracles of finances is just like the working of miracles when Jesus healed people. They had to do something. Like Jesus told the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he was healed. He told the withered man, stretch forth your hand. Well, when God tells me to give people a command to sow bountifully, then they come into great wealth.
Okay.
And so just like wanting to battle a spiritual mom who God used me to raise from the dead, she died. And you can view the testimony of her being raised from the dead. She's one out of 14 to 16 people over the years that we've seen raised from the dead and healed of cancer and after she died. But she also, $80 million was released on her. But she sold $5,000 into the ministry. God really released something great on her life. And so you'll be able to see those testimonies that will build your faith for a lack of time here on the I release the prayer of the healing for those who are believing for healing and those who are believing for finances. Lord, give them wisdom like you gave Solomon so they can be trusted with finances. We give you praise. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Well, we know you have to go. We're out of time. We just love you so much. We thank God for you.